All right, welcome back to the Kahaleola Massage Podcast. This is Aaron, and today we're going to talk about two somewhat similar modalities, those being shiatsu and acupressure. So I'll talk about shiatsu first. So in Japanese, shiatsu means finger pressure. The originator was named Tokujiro Namikoshi in the 1900s, and he was just doing massage on his mother to reduce pain caused by rheumatoid arthritis. Down the road, Shizuto Masunaga added the idea of ki, energy, and then meridians to create Zen Shiatsu. What he was talking about was, you know, the idea of having kyo or deficiencies and jitsu, which are excess, and if you have too much or too little, that's what the issues are within the meridians. So, similar to shiatsu, acupressure is a traditional Chinese system that is nearly 5,000 years old. A lot of it was developed because they fought in a lot of wars, and because they would see soldiers who had prior pre-existing problems, they were hit with arrows or stones, and then when they came back, they'd feel better. The problems were gone. They started documenting these specific points to create acupuncture points. So acupuncture is the older brother of acupressure, except it uses needles, so it's more invasive. You know, you gotta get your degree in acupuncture. In massage, you can become proficient in it, in acupressure, but you're not using needles. So with the techniques of shiatsu and acupressure, they both use finger pressure. You're trying to find specific points and to allow for the flow within the meridians. The one thing I noticed, the one thing that's different, is that in acupressure, you activate points going in a clockwise motion, and then you can close points in a counterclockwise motion. So if there's an over or underabundance of flow to that area, that's how you kind of turn it on or off. So both can be used to decrease pain, increase range of motion, you know, nausea, headaches. So for me, when I don't necessarily use shiatsu in terms of my massages. I'm not proficient in knowing the meridians, per se, or the specific points within the meridians to address. But with acupressure, I've been taught a few relaxation spots on the head, the face, neck, upper body, and so I do that a lot, especially when people come in with headaches. You know, so, you know, if they have like problems with their eyes, or if they have trouble focusing with their eyes, you know, there's spots around the eyes that alleviate the pressure, or if they feel blocked up due to sinuses, there's specific points that kind of allow for drainage. So I do those, and they're very effective. They work relatively quickly, and people do feel relief almost immediately. So with these, with both modalities, you don't necessarily need to have skin-to-skin contact, and it really doesn't require lotion like Swedish. So this one can be done fully clothed, through the clothes, so long as you know your specific landmarks. I think probably down the road I might learn to figure out more shiatsu or acupressure points. So that's it for shiatsu and acupressure. Next time I'll be getting into lomi lomi massage. So I'll talk to you later.